Welcome to the College Essay Advisors Podcast. Before we introduce ourselves, here's a little preview of what's to come.
Admissions is trying to encourage responses that are interesting. Mm-hmm. I think the surprising is meant almost for the reader. Like, I think that this prompt very easily can fall into cliche territory,
yep.
Right? And so the surprising is meant to kind of turn that on its head a little bit.
Welcome to College Essay Advisors Podcast, an ongoing exploration of how to write college admissions essays that get you noticed and accepted. Hi, my name is Stacey Brooke. I am the founder and chief advisor at College Essay Advisors, here with Becca, the director of advising at College Essay Advisors. And today we are going to talk to you about Common App prompt number 4, which we call, in shorthand, often the gratitude essay. The exact prompt is, reflect on something that someone has done for you that has made you happy or thankful in a surprising way. How has this gratitude affected or motivated you? So I don't know why it needs to be in a surprising way. I don't even know if I agree. Usually I'm a stickler for following the instructions on anything, but that doesn't seem to be the most important of this prompt, important component of this prompt, as far as I'm concerned, based on the messages that students are typically trying to communicate about themselves to admissions. I think the idea that, one, you can feel gratitude and recognize what you should be grateful for, that I think is crucial. And ultimately how you will apply those feelings in the future, or what it has inspired you to do, what they have.
You know, I agree with you. And I think that word is there. Hopefully, because, well, I think admissions is trying to encourage responses that are interesting. Mm-hmm. I think the surprising is meant almost for the reader. Like, I think that this prompt very easily can fall into cliche territory.
Yep.
Right. And so the surprising is meant to kind of turn that on its head a little bit. But I agree with you. Absolutely. I just think of it as like the differentiator, like, don't just tell me, like, because we're all happy and thankful for similar things. Like, I'm happy and grateful that my doctor, you know, helped me become healthier. Like, okay, great. But like the surprising part is really like the way that we kick it up a notch.
Right.
That's my kicking it up a notch.
He cooked you dinner every night. That was very surprising. He was really invested in your health, your doctor.
Oh. My husband is a doctor, but he's a doctor of literature.
Yes.
So that's surprising. But he does cook me dinner, but not every night.
You know, literature can make you healthier.
Yes, it can. That's our new tagline.
You're feeding your mind.
Yeah.
And soul. Yeah. So, I mean, I think this one, as with all of the prompts, and we've said in previous podcasts, this is one that I recommend students back into. I don't know how helpful this is necessarily as a starting point for a story, but I think that, that some tales will just sort of feel like a good fit once they're on the page. Like, for example, I was working with a student who he worked remotely with a group of Cambodian students and forged a special friendship with a 10-year-old boy. And the boy told him this incredible story about a coconut tree in his front yard that was crucial to the life, basically the survival of his whole family. It literally sustained them through hard times. And so this student started to think about that, inspired him to think about what was essential in his own life, like what was his coconut tree in essence. And so he was grateful to the student for inspiring that thought, but ultimately, and that was just, I thought, an interesting back way into this idea of being grateful. And ultimately the core of the essay was about,
coconut core.
Yes, coconut water was about you know, what this student deems to be the essential components of his life. So that's an example. And again, I think if I asked him, what are you grateful for, he never would have come up with, I'm grateful for the story of the coconut tree. But as a prompt that sort of surrounds and encompasses the story, it really worked.
I like when you say back up into it. Maybe is that how you say it? It always makes me like think of a car. Yep. And I think of this essay as like a kind of like pay it forward essay too, which is interesting that you say back into it, because I imagine like someone in the Dunkin' Donuts drive-through who like pays for the coffee of the person behind them. Do you know what I mean? Like, what have you done? Yeah. So if like someone does that for you, because the second half of this question is really what's motivated you? Like, how have you then taken that gratitude and done something for someone else? And my example is a student. Well, I guess it's not just done something for someone else, but how has it motivated you? Like, the second half is really like, how have you internalized that message and what have you done to like put it in the world? So I had a student who was an opera singer, and let me pull up my notes on this. So she was an opera singer, and she basically had a vocal teacher for years of her life who was really harsh on her. Harsh in a way that I think is probably not ideal for a voice teacher, who said some things to her that, you know, were about like, I'm not sure that you have what it takes to make it. And that's pretty hard to hear when you're like a high school student. But what she did with that was she actually took that and challenged herself to become better. Like, she didn't take it as a setback, but what she did was she decided that like, she wanted to learn the languages that she was singing so that she could interpret the songs in a more meaningful way. So she learned German so she could be more skilled at musical interpretation. So what she did was she wrote an essay like expressing gratitude for criticism, right? It's sort of the ultimate like, the surprising part of it is like, thank you for being hard on me. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not sure that you were the best teacher for me, but you were in the sense that you made me stronger. So the opening was like very surprising because it started out with the coaching lesson that was really hard to swallow. Mm-hmm. And then ultimately ended with her standing up at an audition, singing a song in German that she understood every word for, and how her feedback was incredibly positive, mm-hmm. and how she like won an award. And so I thought that was like an interesting approach to like the gratitude for the thing that hurt you.
It's also interesting to think about this question as gratitude you recognize in retrospect. It doesn't necessarily have to be inspired by something that, you know, you felt a reaction to, or that you understood the impact of in the moment. So this is definitely one of those where you can use your hindsight and apply it and be grateful now for something that happened that you might not have completely processed, you know, when it occurred. The other thing is I think that the intentions of the person who is who you're thanking the intention of the person you're thanking doesn't have to be to impact your life in any way. And they could have done that without knowing it.
I love that. There's a supplement, and I forget what school it's for, where you have to write a thank you letter to someone. And maybe it's UPenn, and like the second half of it says like in parentheses, like feel free to share this, which is really confusing because it's unclear if you're supposed to acknowledge initially in the prompt that you, as if you are sharing it. But
actually,
anyway,
I don't think you have to do that, but
I often think about this prompt as like dovetailing with that one, this idea of like, if you had to write a letter, who would you think and why?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, I think.
What are you grateful for, Stacey?
What am I grateful for? I truly am grateful. Not just saying this, for the amazing students that we've gotten to work with every single year, who have given us the opportunity to become better people, to help people discover things about themselves that they might not have known before. I think that's the most rewarding part of this job. For me, and I know for you too, is helping students with self-discovery and being able to hold up a mirror and show them things about themselves that they might not be able to see because they're just too close, or because this kind of self-reflection isn't encouraged or assigned up until this very moment. So I'm grateful for that.
That's our episode for today. Thank you so much for listening or watching. If you like our content, please like and subscribe to follow us for more. Happy writing!